Good afternoon, everyone. The Committee on Education Pre-K through 12 is now come to order. Speaker, please call the roll.
Chair Simon.
Here.
Senator Burgess. Senator Berman. Senator Kalatayud. Senator Collins.
Here.
Senator Grohl. Senator Hudson. Here. Senator Jones. Senator Osgood. Here. Senator Perry. Here. Senator Yarborough. Here. A quorum is present.
Thank you, Secret. Senator Jones is excused. Please silence all electronic devices. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee should complete an appearance form and hand it in to a member of the sergeant's office. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be included in the committee records. Let's take up tab 2, SB 1016 on patriotic organizations by Senator Wright. Senator Wright, good afternoon, sir.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
I believe you have a strike all.
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's go ahead and take up strike all. Take up amendment barcode 234268 by Senator Wright. Senator Wright, you're recognized to explain your amendment.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Amendment barcode 234268 is a strike all amendment that will authorize instead of require schools to allow representatives of patriotic organizations to speak and distribute materials during school hours. Provide opportunities for patriotic organizations to provide informational materials or place displays at schools, and defines a patriotic organization as a youth membership organization serving young people under the age of 21, which is listed in the Title 36 USC as it existed on January 1, 2020, with an educational purpose that promotes patriotism and civic involvement, such as the Boy Scouts of America. Also, the amendment specifies that a school district may not discriminate against a patriotic organization in the use of any school building or property for the purposes of speaking with students or displaying materials if the activity occurs outside of the school day. This legislation will ensure that organizations with a long-standing tradition of fostering patriotism, leadership, and community service have the opportunity to present their values and missions to schools or students in our schools. That's the amendment, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Wright. Are there any questions on the amendment? Seeing none, are there any appearance forms? Seeing none, is there any debate on the amendment? All righty. Senator Wright, you're recognized to close on your amendment.
Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it, and I'll waive close.
Thank you. All in favor of the amendment, say yay. All opposed? The amendment is adopted. We are back on the bill as amended. Are there any questions on the bill as amended? Seeing none, any appearance forms? Seeing none. Is there any debate on the amendment? Oh, we do have one appearance form speaking for the bill. Chris Carmody, waving in support, sorry. Somewhere? Chris is somewhere waving in support. All right. Any debate on the amendment? On the bill as amended, sorry. Senator Wright, you're recognized to close on your bill as amended.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Waive close.
Thank you, Senator Wright. Secret, please call the roll on CS for SB 1016.
Senator Berman. Senator Kalatayud. Senator Collins. Senator Grohl. Senator Hudson. Senator Jones. Senator Osgood. Senator Perry, Senator Yarborough, Senator Burgess, Chair Simon.
Yes. And by your vote, CS for SB 1016 is reported favorably. Congratulations, Senator Wright. Let's take up tab 1, SB 832, on employment of individuals with disabilities by Senator Kalatayud. Senator Kalatayud, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This legislation, Senate Bill 832, Employment of Individuals with Disabilities. The Employment First Act originally was from a 2013 executive order and codified in 2016 by the legislature. The purpose of the Employment First Act is to prioritize employment of individuals with disabilities and to change the employment system to better integrate individuals with disabilities into the workforce. In 2014, partner state agencies and other disability service organizations executed a five-year interagency cooperative agreement to implement the requirements of the Act. However, these agreements expired in 2019 and have not been renewed. This bill increases collaboration among Employment First agencies by requiring the cooperative agreements to include the collection and sharing of data. This will increase efficiencies when individuals receive services from more than one agency. The bill also increases accountability by requiring agreements to include system-wide measures on increasing the number of individuals working in competitive integrated employment, decreasing the number working in sub-minimum wage, and decreasing the number working in non-integrated employment settings, which are a place that only hires individuals with disabilities. That is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Kaladiou. Are there any questions on the bill? Seeing none, are there any appearance forms? No appearance forms. Is there any debate on the bill? Sorry. We do have an appearance form. Waiving in support, Nancy Lothar from Florida PTA is waiving in support. Thank you, Nancy. Any other debate on the bill? Senator Kaladiou, do you recognize the close on your bill?
Waive close, Mr. Chair.
Secret, please call the roll on SB 832.
Senator Berman. Senator Kaladiou. Senator Collins. Senator Grawl. Senator Hudson. Senator Jones. Senator Osgood. Senator Perry. Senator Yarborough. Senator Burgess. Chair Simon.
Yes, and by your vote, SB 832 is reported favorably. Let's take up tab 3, SB 1344 on computer science education by Senator Kaladiou. Senator Kaladiou, you have a strike all. Would you like to explain the bill and then the strike all, or do you want to go straight to the strike all?
The strike all, Mr. Chair.
All right, let's take up amendment barcode 535138 by Senator Kaladiou. Senator Kaladiou, you're recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The strike all aims to comprehensively integrate computer science education in the Florida education system, align education with evolving technological advances such as artificial intelligence. This legislation would create the establishment of a task force to evaluate and develop policies for artificial intelligence applications in education, AI and Education Task Force, within the Florida Department of Education. This task force will evaluate the potential applications of artificial intelligence in the K-12 system and higher education, and develop policy recommendations for its responsible and effective use. It includes defining key terms like artificial intelligence and computational thinking. The task force will consist of members with expertise in various relevant fields and will meet at least 4 times per year to complete its work within 1 year's time. Additionally, the Department of Education is required to adopt a strategic plan for a statewide computer science education program detailing objectives, strategies, and timelines for implementation. That is the delete all amendment, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Kaladiou. Are there any questions on the amendment? Seeing none, I don't think I have any appearance forms on the amendment. Is there any debate on the amendment? Seeing none, Senator Kaladiou, you're recognized to close on your amendment.
Waive close.
All in favor of the amendment, say yay.
Yay.
All opposed, say nay. The amendment is adopted. We're back on the bill as amended. Are there any questions on the bill as amended? Seeing none, there are a few appearance forms on the bill. Nathan Hoffman, Foundation for Florida's Future.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Nathan Hoffman, on behalf of the Foundation for Florida's Future, we want to thank Senator Kaladiou for bringing forth this amendment to the Senate Bill 1344. We're excited that the bill retains several of the important computer science provisions that were in the underlying bill. We're excited that those have made their way into the amendment. But we're particularly excited about the AI task force. Typically, task forces are where things go to die. But we actually think that the use of a task force for something as important as artificial intelligence, getting the answers to a lot of questions that we need, getting it right, particularly for education, how it can be applied for professional learning, for educators, for personalized tutoring for students, all of these things are going to be important for the task force to figure out. And I don't think, from our standpoint, we can think of a better use of the task force time than for something like this. So I'll keep it brief and just say we're supportive and appreciate Senator Kaladiou's efforts on this. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hoffman. Nancy Lothar, speaking for information purposes, from Florida PTA. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you to the sponsor for this particular bill. I am speaking for information today, and Florida PTA has conflicting position statements on this. First of all, we wholeheartedly support STEM education, including computer science. We also have a very strong component in our position statements in support of foreign language. So any substitution of computer science courses for foreign language requirement is something that we are hesitant about. We are both from Miami. I used Spanish in the Uber to the airport, and at the airport used French. And French used to be funded through the Department of Defense as a strategic language. It isn't anymore, but the importance of foreign language, I think, in Florida cannot be underestimated. So we do have a hesitancy on that particular section of the bill. Like the foundation, we love the task force, and in particular, in contrast to the rush ahead in the House that is occurring with a bill that is not a companion to this bill. But we do love the task force idea. I have a special expert source right in my own house. My husband is a professor, former department head of a private university department of computer science. So I submitted this bill for his consideration. What do students need at the high school level and beyond? After the rant, which is usual, he indicated a couple of concerns going forward, not with respect to the bill, more probably with respect to the work of the task force. And that is, students need to be able to do more than plug and chug. In other words, learning to code is not it's a basic skill, it is a useful skill, it is not necessarily a permanent skill because languages change. We met in the days of punch cards, where you had a stack of punch cards. Our relationship survived my dropping a bunch of punch cards once. Things change very rapidly in the field. Second element, what is missing, including in undergraduates who are thinking of studying computer science, is the ability to formulate a problem. They're fine with the coding, but the formulation, the idea of how do you phrase a problem, is something that is lacking. Undergraduates in general, this is a skill that's declined, and computer science majors even so. Recommendation, and not only from him, from his colleagues, anybody who is serious about going on in the field and who would be creating the products of 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, a very good high school background, calculus in high school, computer science in high school at the AP or dual enrollment level, and then also statistics. So great effort. Looking forward to the task force, because this indeed involves deliberation if we're going to do it right. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Lothar. I do have a few that are waving in support. Sarah Massey, Florida Chamber of Commerce, waving support. Tara Reed Cherry, Project Lead the Way, waving in support. Is there any debate on the bill as amended? Seeing none, Senator Collati, you're recognized to close on your bill as amended.
I'll wave close. I ask for favorable support.
Thank you, Senator Collati. You'd Seeker, please call the roll on CS for SB 1344.
Senator Berman. Senator Claudiude, Senator Collins, yes. Senator Grawl, Senator Hudson, yes. Senator Jones, Senator Osgood, yes. Senator Perry, yes. Senator Yarborough, yes. Senator Burgess, Chair Simon.
Yes.
Yes. And by your votes, yes for SB 1344 is reported favorably. Let's take up tab 4, SB 1688, on career theme courses by Senator Osgood. Senator Osgood, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The Florida Career and Professional Education Act was created in 2020 to provide a statewide planning partnership between business and education communities to expand and retain high-valued industry and sustain a vibrant state economy. The primary purpose of the Florida Career and Professional Act is to improve middle and high school academic performance by providing rigorous and relevant curriculum opportunities, to provide rigorous and relevant career theme courses that articulate to post-secondary level coursework and lead to industry certification, to support local and regional economic development, to respond to Florida's critical workforce need, and to provide state residents with access to high-wage and high-demand careers. To provide awareness of the career academies and career-themed courses available to students, this bill requires districts to inform students and parents during course selection for middle school of the career and professional academies or career-themed courses available within the district. This bill also requires the Career and Professional Education Act strategic three-year plan a school district develops with stakeholders to include strategies to inform and promote the career and technical education opportunities available in the district to students, parents, the community, and stakeholders. The bill also requires that the Department of Education include data collected on student achievement and performance in industry-certified career education programs and career-themed courses in the Commission of Education's annual CTE program review. That is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Osgood. Are there any questions on the bill? Seeing none, there is one appearance card, Nancy Lothar, waving in support from Florida PTA. Is there any debate on the bill? Seeing none, Senator Osgood, you recognize the close on your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll waive close and ask for everyone's favorable support.
Speaker, please call the roll on SB 1688.
Senator Berman. Yes. Senator Kalatayud. Yes. Senator Collins. Yes. Senator Grawl. Yes. Senator Hudson. Yes. Senator Jones. Senator Osgood. Yes. Senator Perry. Yes. Senator Yarborough. Yes. Senator Burgess. Chair Simon.
Yes, and by your vote, SB 1688 is reported favorably. Does any senator wish to be recorded as voting on a bill before the committee today?
Thank you.
Senator Grawl?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to vote in the affirmative on SB 1016 and on SB 832.
Is there any objection? Seeing none, the motion is adopted. Is there any business before any other votes? All right. Is there any other business before the committee? Senator Osgood moves we adjourn.